Amazing. Just amazing. No offense, but I didn't think you could pull it off. Dinner from my favorite restaurant. But you did. An actual tablecloth. And flowers on the table. Real china, not a paper plate in sight. And candles. So many candles. I'd never know we were at your place. You've really taken curbside pickup to a whole new level. You could write the manual on this, you know. I really have to tell... I'm kind of rambling, aren't I? Cute? Really? Well, I'm glad you think so, but it's nervous energy. No, not about dessert. I'm never nervous about dessert. I'm nervous about where things are with us. Well, maybe not are, but seem to be headed. Mm-hmm. I know you're willing to be patient. And that's meant so much to me. How you've stayed with me while I've worked through my confusing feelings. My grief. My feelings of unfaithfulness. He's been gone 5 years now. 5 years. And when he was close to the end, and when he passed, I told myself I'd never be with somebody else. That I'd never want to be with someone else. I'd found my one true love. My life partner. And I was just unlucky because death do us part came so much sooner than it should have. Then you came along. I wasn't looking for you. I didn't expect you. Still, somehow you found me. You're so different from him, but, well, if you'd ever met, I know you'd have been the best of friends. And that thought makes me feel guilty all over again. Thank you for giving me space. Space to love him and to cherish my memory of him. But also space to have you in my life without demanding anything more from me than my company. Everyone told me I'd miss him. That it was okay to miss him. I know. You don't need to tell me that anymore. I know it's still okay. But now you need to give me space to stretch a bit. Because there are other things people should have told me. Things people didn't have the heart to tell me. That I wouldn't just miss him. But that I'd miss... touch. The warm touch. The soft caress of another. Mm-hmm. I do. I miss that so much. But I don't want to suppress that part of me anymore. Yes, I said suppress. It's a word I chose very deliberately. Can we continue this sharing session on the couch? As lovely as the table is, I could use a cozier spot right now. Here, give me your hand. Ah, a raised eyebrow. Yes, you heard me right. I want to feel your hand in mine. So warm. Your touch is so warm. Sorry, I know this is a bit confusing, so let me get to the point. And I think you're going to like the point. At least, I hope you will. Although, I took pains not to show it over the months we've been together. I'm a very sexual person. I didn't start that way, but over my years together with him, I learned that about myself. He did things to me, with me, I'd never dreamed of. And I loved them. Well, let's just say I wasn't afraid to introduce new things to him and with him. And I loved each new discovery. So while you've been so kind these last months, given me the space to get close to you in the most old-fashioned of courtships, I've thought of so much more with you. But I've suppressed those thoughts. I miss physical intimacy. I miss feeling the connection, the intimate connection with someone. Someone I've tried to avoid falling in love with. Someone I'm no longer trying to avoid falling in love with because I've already failed. Yes. I guess that was a long, awkward way to say that I think I am ready to be in love with you. Lucky you, target of my affections. Oh, I love to hear you say those words too, but you don't have to say them because I did. Well, that's only fair. I get that you were suppressing those words until you knew I was ready to hear them. I wonder if you've been suppressing anything else. Oh. Oh God, that. I missed that. I wanted that. Damn, you're good at that. I don't mean to take this from 0 to 100, but we're not getting any younger. So let me be a little more specific so you know what this simmering siren is about to unleash on you. When I say I've been thinking about intimacy with you, I mean I've been thinking about and dreaming about feeling you lodged deeply inside of me. And I can't wait any longer for that feeling. So you're suddenly pretty quiet. What do you think about that? Oh, God. Everything I said, it makes me sound like such a lush. Okay. You got me there. 5 years of abstinence is not lush-like behavior. But you may change your mind because I want you naked. Take off your clothes. I see you arching your eyebrow. Just because I've been out of circulation for a few years doesn't mean I'm a beginner. Come here and let me share a little secret with you. Starting tonight, we're gonna make up for lost time. These lips that are so close to your ear are going to bring you so much pleasure. You haven't even seen my breasts yet, but in a few minutes, your mouth will be on them. And my pussy. Did you just twitch when I said that? Well, I'll say it again. My pussy is going to be opened anew. Stretch. Shall we begin? Good. Let's start with your shirt. Yes. I like that. Come closer so I can touch your chest. I can feel the heat coming off your skin. Bend down and give me another kiss, please. All right, enough. Proceed. Sorry, I've been thinking about this part a lot. About your cock. Well. There you go. Pants and briefs down at once. No. It's not what I imagined at all. It's different than I imagined. No, different isn't a bad thing. I love the shape of you. Oh, sorry, I was getting carried away in my thoughts, thinking about how the shape of you will feel inside me. Oh, yeah, I guess it is my turn. Why don't you trade places and keep my spot on the couch warm? Yeah, I think it's wise to start with my shirt also. I've thought about this, showing myself to you. And now, there, I've done it. It looks like you like what you see. Do you like what you see? Yeah, I'm pretty happy with them. Perky. I'll take perky. Oh, you're touching yourself while you look at me. No, it's okay. I've never seen anyone do that in front of me. But I've wanted to see it. At least see it with someone I wanted. Oh, God. A lot of practice in the last few months. I guess I'll take that as a compliment. No. No, I don't. I don't want you to stop. Watching you handle yourself. The way you do it. I suddenly feel a flood of warmth. Yes. I'll show you where. I want to show you where. Yes, I can do the pants and briefs trick too. So there. That's me. And here. Here is where I feel the flood of warmth. Yeah, that might not be all I'm feeling there. Turn around. I thought I caught you checking out my ass. Don't be embarrassed. You covered it up pretty well. And let's just say I'm not averse to your attention there either. Well, good. I'm glad you like the shape of me too. Now, can I feel you against me? Yeah, standing is good. Oh, God. This. I feel cherished by you. I fit in your arms. I fit your body. Oh, no, your hands feel good on my breasts. I've never really thought of them as sensitive, but what you're doing, with your hands, yeah, don't stop that, don't. I hope you won't think me forward, but I really need to reach down and wrap my hand around you. I take it from your sharp intake of breath that you appreciate my technique. Now, if you lean down a little, I want to tell you another secret. I don't want you to be sad, but I'm going to leave you up here for a minute. I just need to kneel down in front of you and get a proper introduction. Hey up there. Do you like the view? Can I suggest you steady yourself a bit by putting your hands on my shoulders? Oh God, your butt. So firm in my hands. I think you're gonna like what I'm going to do to you. My grip on your butt provides just the leverage I need to take you deep inside my mouth and keep you deep inside my mouth. How are you doing up there? I swear I could feel your legs buckle a bit. Steady yourself again. I love how hot you are in my mouth. How you smell. How you taste. And some other time soon, I want to feel your legs shake as you spill everything in my warm mouth. But now I need you inside me. No, I want you to sit on the couch. This first time, I need to be the one who makes the choice to take you inside me. And it's been so long, I want the time to adjust to you, okay? See if the muscles I haven't used in a while are up to the task of gripping you, stroking you, rippling around you. Let me kneel astride you. Oh, you're so hot against my entrance. No, you don't need to touch me. I'm so ready. I just want you inside. Oh, God. Yes. Take my breast in your mouth while I... No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Let me get used to the feeling again. Yes. Let that moan out. Your sensitive head is lodged inside me. Now let's just... Oh, there. I think they still work. Do you feel me gripping the head of you? Oh, tight. It's a new feeling. I'm just surprised. I'm just not used to my partner being vocal. I want to hear. Please tell me what you're feeling. Oh God. I love how you describe the feeling of my lips wrapped around you. Are you ready to feel more? Because I'm taking more of you now. Okay, don't push up yet. I'm almost there. But I need to pause. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't describe this feeling. Yes, you can try to describe it. Yeah, I feel warm. Yes, I feel full. Yes, I do. I feel you inside me. No, it's not too much. Yes, now I feel that too. Oh God, your balls against my lips. You're embedded in me. And now tell me what you feel. Oh fuck, yes. I know I'm gonna feel it tomorrow. But I love gripping you inside. Yeah, I am stroking without moving on you. I know. It's like I'm molded to the shape of you. I wanted to be on top of you like this to control the depth, but now I just want to feel the depth. Oh, fuck. When I move my hips, I feel the friction of your body against that spot, and oh, God, and the head of you. I don't know what you're moving against inside me, but I... I don't want you to stop. I feel so selfish. Are you okay? Oh, sweetie, I see. You were trying to hold back for me. But now it's your turn. I did what I needed to do. I opened myself to you. But now I need to feel something else I missed. I'd tell you to cover your ears if I didn't want you. If I didn't need you to hear every word. You've already made me feel cherished. Now I need you to make me feel... To make me feel... fucked. Oh! Oh, I thought it would take more effort to flip me on my back. No, good. Legs on your shoulders is good. Oh God, yes. Oh, one thrust so deep. Oh no, hard is okay. Fast is okay. I want to remember this as long as I have conscious thought. Oh God. Oh, I forgot you're a dogger. Yes. Talk to me, sweetie. Tell me what it feels like to open this pussy up. I love to hear it, yes. Tell me how good my grip feels around you. Yes, I want to hear how tight I feel. Oh, God. And that, yes. Yes. And tell me how you're going to come inside. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's happening, sweetie. Oh, let it happen. Oh, that roar. Oh, no. You're not too deep. That's where I want you. There, give me everything. Everything. Yes, give me everything. Oh. Please just stay inside me. Sorry, I don't know where that tear came from. But it's a good tear. Yeah, you can kiss it away. I know you've been so patient with me. Oh, but in a little while, I hope you'll take me to your bed and let me show you some things that just shouldn't wait a day longer.